Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. Again, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are a great God, and by your name, we can directly to come to the Father to praise and thank you and ask for all petitions. Let us now give thanks to all the blessings that God gave to us. Let us now count our blessings that we cannot count on. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your grace, mercy, faith, assurance of our faith for salvation, the eternal life, your life to crucify on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, for all the miracles, wonders, healingness, deliverance, answer prayers, Lord, for the new opportunity to open doors for us to preach the mystery of Christ, for our good health, Lord. Thank you, O God, for the strength to sustain us the whole week, and even for today, Lord. Thank you for we are gathered once again to give praise and honor you unto your name by presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins and renounce it to God. Lord, forgive us all our sins and transgressions that my brothers and sisters uttered before you. Cleanse and purify us once again with the Holy Spirit. That as you said in your words, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Clear, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests unto God. Lord, hear the prayers of your people as they humble down themselves before you and seek you with all their hearts. Hear us, Lord God. And as you said in your word, if my people, which called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive the sins and heal their land. Yes, O Lord God, you will hear us, O Lord God, by our prayers and petition unto you, Lord. Let us now pray for our family, for husband, wife, children, parents, siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the family of Christ that continually offering their lives to serve you and live according to your plan and will. Lord, we pray for every husband to give them good health, strength, wisdom to accomplish the task that you ordain to him as a head of his family. Give him spirit of discernment and empower of your Holy Spirit to stand firm to the truth of your word to his family, to the truth of your word to under and even under his care. We pray for every wife to give them good health and strength and subjection to their husband, Lord, perseverance, O Lord God, to accompany their husband, to implement your commands to their children and under their care. For the children, we pray, Lord, that they may grow in the fear of the Lord, to obey their godly parents, to study well, to help them in their household chores, to move away from social media, but focus to their study and behave well and to the task entrusted to him, to them as a children and student. For other parents, Lord, we pray for the golden strength for our parents to provide all their needs. And we pray for their salvation to accept your word and put to practice in their lives in the name of Jesus. Even for our siblings, Lord, we pray, Lord, to enlighten their mind, to know the truth of your word, that they may able to grasp it and live according to it. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, be grateful, for you are our provider. We thank you for the job that you entrusted to us as a channel of your blessing to us. We pray to continue to bless our company. We pray unto you, we place unto your hand to prosper it, for us also prosper. We pray for the salvation of our earthly master and all the people that you are serving with in us in our secular job. We pray to bless the works of our hands, for us to give what is due for you. Help us, Lord, that we that your light shine upon through us to all the people around us, and be a good example to them to live in righteousness and holiness. Yes, for your name will praise and known and glorified. In the name of Jesus, let us now pray for our brother and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands all the needs of our brethren. You know what they need. Provide, Lord. Give them wisdom how to solve their problem. Do miracles and wonders in their lives. Encourage them through your word to light the fire again in their lives, to obey and to serve you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, relatives, friends, and colleagues. Lord, we thank you for all the people you entrusted to us to pray and share your gospel to them. We pray for their salvation. Open their hearts and minds to the truth of your word. Help them to decide what is right and correct in your sight. Help them to fear and tremble to the words that they've been sharing to them that comes from you and all from all your servants. Lord, move, for indeed you are able, and nothing hard for you, as we are willing and persevere to execute and implement and share your word to them, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let us pray for this country, UAE, where God placed us to bless us, and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide that for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray to bless this country. We pray for the salvation of the people who live in this space. We commit once again to obey the rules and regulations as being example to those, to others, to obey the authority. We pray, Lord, to provide all the needs of all your congregations. Spread abroad, give them wisdom how to be a good steward to all the resources that you entrusted to them. Protect them from the works of the devil and give them discernment whom they will go and do the works of yours. Lord, anoint them with the Holy Spirit to supervise the people under their care and diligent to reach the lost through being at your feet, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, in evangelism, more Bible studies groups, and more congregation to be planted, to have more people get water baptized, and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you for your divine intervention for your church to grow and spread your word to other countries not yet been reached and heard the truth of your word. Lord, enable your church to open to us effective doors to evangelize, and help us, Lord, to bless the ministers of the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming, publication ministry, translation, watchman ministry, children under their parents, wives under their husband, and website. Lord, use all this to help the people to come out from the bandages of lives and set free from the works of evil. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless your servants, all of your servants, from our overseer, pastors, leaders, workers, and members. Lord, bring more souls to your church and raise more workers to works of yours to be done in your vineyard. Lord, send laborers for the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Elect people for the works of yours to accomplish in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Bless our recording, Lord. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to bless every item of our service, in our prayer, in our worship songs, in our givings, and your word to speak to us today, to set our minds on things that are above, not on the things are on earth. May your name be glorified and exalted in our midst. This all we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now all stand and praise the Lord.
Near and my time has come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us that manage us, O Lord God, to come before you. Thank you once more, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. That you have shown your greatness and your wonderful works in our lives. Thank you, Father. You are the God who has all the power, the might, the only God that we worship and adore. Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. Kindly open our book in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 9 to 12. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out the blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the times in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. All nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Yes, O Lord God, we are grateful to praise you and thank you for all the blessings you entrusted to us. I pray, Lord, that as we give what is due for you, open the windows of heaven upon us and rebuke the devourer in our lives. For your promises will fulfill in our lives. We pray, Lord, to bless this money as a source to bless and help the people who are in need. This all we ask. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh, our overseer, entitled, How to Adorn Yourself, Part 1. How to Adorn Yourself, Part 1. This teaching is against excessive makeup and perfumes. Open your Bibles in the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 6, and I'm reading in King James Version. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter she are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for the reading of your word. Lord, I pray, anoint my lips as I read your message and your word today, O God. Bless those who hear your message, O Lord God, and your word. Come back and humble them to be able for them to be blessed. This is we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After Adam sinned, Abe, who tempted him, was put under his leadership, and this situation remains even today. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. And to the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Therefore, in the world today, woman is looking for her independence from man, all in the name of feminism, and also looking to prove her equality with men. But if we go to the Word of God, we can see that God made man and woman one. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Paul also stated the same importance of both man and woman. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 to 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 8 to 12. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Therefore, if a woman goes to the Word of God, she will find her place preserved and protected. Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, speaks about women who are struggling with their non-believing husbands. The struggle is inside the family and not between men and women in the society. Peter instructed the women to behave with their husbands as Christ behaved on the cross. Peter called their attention to the fact that men will observe and notice the following things. Number one, speaking without words, behavior. Speaking without words, behavior. 1 Peter 3:1, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Attitude and behavior of women is the first silent language that men will look for. Number two, chaste conversation. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 2, while they behold your chaste conversation. The gentle and the polite way women speak will draw the attention of God and people and make them win their favor. Number three, fear of God coupled with fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. To be a person who fears God is an asset and a credit to women. Amen. Number four, not using outward adorning. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting of on off apparel. To receive favor from God and from men, women need to avoid using outward adornment, decoration, beautification, ornamentation, prettification, gilding, frail, trimming, enhancement. Using adornment and beautification is cheating and a dishonest way to win favor. A woman who uses makeup to beautify herself to get favor is actually a briber. I am not against using medical lotion to treat skin condition or dryness.
But to use enticing colors and smell to attract others is unjust and unfair. Peter told the women of his time not to pleat or braid their hair because they had used those styles to attract men. He also did not recommend good gold, jewelry, or costly apparel for beautification. Nowadays, there are other styles that women may use to attract men. Then that particular style we should condemn. If Apostle Peter would be writing the same passage today, he would reach verse 3 and continue to write, "Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning, and less down all the designer wares and branded products that are invading the market today." Notes. Some styles women use today to manage their hair so that their daily work and movement is easier or convenient to them is totally acceptable. Therefore, for this reason, we should not condemn them. Number 5. Using the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Women are to use the inner man, the spirit that is in connection with the Holy Spirit, to manifest the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their life. Using excessive makeup and alike are considered corruptible things. Manifesting the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives is of great worth in the sight of God and will grant us more favor. Number 6, trusting in God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5. "For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also, who are trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands." The holy women of the olden times adorned themselves by being subject to their husbands. They expressed their trust in God and exhibited their gentle and meek spirit to attract their husbands to them and to draw them near to God. That is also how they showed their full trust in God. Woman who does God's will put on the dress of humility to gain the favor of God and man. The church of God is the wife of Jesus. And when we abide with God's will, we are in subjection to our husband, Jesus Christ. And that is more pleasing in the sight of God. Number 7, behave like daughters of Sarah. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter she are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement." Sarah is a good example for women to follow, to obey God's command and follow their godly husbands. Sarah got rewarded with Isaac, even though she was past the age of childbirth, and women who follow her example will also see miracles. When we as church put ourselves in subjection to God's will, then He will certainly reward us with His precious promises. We need to trust God fully, and in this way, we escape from worries and fear. Going back to women who smear makeup and apply perfumes to impress others, the following is the message of a sister to the listener. Instead of spending time asking what color of eyeshadow will match my outfit today, or what shade of lipstick will I use for this, or is my blush on too shiny, or did they notice my new perfume? Ladies, isn't it wonderful to use this time and effort in placing God? How? by reading and meditating on His Word, by sharing the gospel to your family, friends, and even co-workers, by focusing on the ministry our Lord has given you. We live in a world where makeup is highly appreciated. But girl, you don't need it. As stated in the scripture above, let us not concentrate on the outward. Instead, let us be head to beautifying the inner man, which is not corruptible. A beauty that is lasting is what pleases God. Amen. To wash our bodies and to use things that are beneficial is acceptable. By using expensive perfume and painting our faces, we simply attract people around us and at the same time project our low esteem, self-esteem, and our inability to realize who we are in Christ. It is true that a lot of girls are more conscious about how they smell rather than on how effective they are as the salt and light in this world. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Jesus said in verse 16, Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men. Our lives should be reflect the light of Jesus and draw people close to God rather than allow our makeup draw people close to us. In our work field, reports, presentations, meetings, meetups, etc., many spend hours on their appearance rather than on the content of the report. But regardless of how beautiful you are in front of your boss or clients, they will praise you or judge you based on your work alone. Do not trust your beauty or on how you paint yourself. Trust God. Your focus is to deliver the works of your hands victoriously so that you can be a good example of how to be a recipient of God's favor in your job. 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face, and tied her head, and looked up at the window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, had Zimri peace, who slew his master? And he lifted up his face to the window and said, who is on my side? Who? And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, go, see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter. And they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palm of her hands. Wherefore they came again and told him, and he said, this is the word of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Jezebel, the daughter of the king of Sidon, had married King Ahab, and through her Baal worship was introduced in Israel. She is the first woman mentioned in the Bible who had painted her face. I am not saying that she is the pioneer, but I am mentioning her reaction to the events of life that she was passing through. Her husband was dead in the battle, and her son, King Joram, was killed by Jehu, and now Jehu was moving towards her to meet her. In 2 Kings 9:30, and when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she painted her face and turned her head and looked out at a window. Now, how did she need to respond to the event? Instead of repenting and humbling herself before God, she painted her face and went out to meet Jehu in a defiant way, despising the judgment of God. 2 Kings 9:31, and as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace, who slew his master?" She wanted to remind him about Zimri, who had killed his master in order to become a king, but he did not succeed and was killed. She wanted to frighten Jehu by telling him that his destiny would be the same, but she forgot to remember all her sins and wrongdoings against God and against his people. God was sending his judgment against her, but she did not consider repenting. Therefore, Jehu executed the judgment of God against her, as we read. Nowadays, the life of the Christian people and the church is the same. They will face the struggles of life and the coming of judgment of God, hiding behind masks and painted faces, adorning themselves with empty smiles to cover up sin and the gloominess of heart. The refusal of the truth and their pride hinder them from true repentance and from opening up their lives to God in total surrender. Sadly speaking, the Israelites followed the bad example of Jezebel and did the same thing in their lives to face their problems and the challenges of lives. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 40. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 40, "And furthermore, that ye have sent for men to come from far, unto whom a messenger was sent. And lo, they came for whom thou didst was thyself, painted thy eyes, and decked thyself with ornaments." Now, the Christians are doing the same when faced with the challenges of life. Instead of repentance, they seek the worldly approach to solve their problems. They make themselves beautiful by putting makeup to attract others for their favor. They make friends with influential people of the world and literally sell themselves to win favor. They will yield no lasting profit. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 30. "And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life." The situation of Jezebel and how she lived here and how she lived her life is demonstrated further in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation, through the words of Jesus to the church in Thyatira. Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. "Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. The Christian today, church today, the Christian church today is not willing to face the struggles of life by dealing with sin and to make measure to bring the people to the point of repentance and into holy living. Instead, the church herself is faced with spiritual poverty and God's displeasure as a result of their callous ways and indulgence in worldly practices of pleasure and celebrations. Valentine, Halloween, All Saints Day, Father Day, Mother Day, Friendship Day, and the rest of the days to come, and coloring the celebrations, activities, and events with performances in worship accompanied by light and sound effects. The performers, the so-called worship leaders, try to impress the crowd with heavy makeup, eccentric hairstyles, tattoos, piercing and revealing clothes in order to camouflage their failure to be a chosen generation and their lack of repentance. In the same manner as Jezebel, when she faced Jehu with such kind of pride and lack of repentance, it is no surprise why churches today face a lot of struggles in the form of poverty, sicknesses, broken families, divorce, second marriage, gay marriage, etc., and are in dire straits. My dear and beloved, to face the struggles of life, we need God on our side. The Word of God tells us the following. Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. They look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Amen. God wants us to turn to him, to come back to Jesus and to his word that gives light, hope, and life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholdings, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When there is repentance, there is freedom from sin, freedom from bondages, and freedom from limitations. There will be more of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. In this way, we can face problems with assurance that God is with us. Therefore, we need to submit ourselves to walk in his ways. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that clarified things to me and showed me the places that I failed you. Let us repent from our sins, renounce your lack of trust in God, your fear of man, and your trust on people. Renounce Renounce your makeup and perfumes that you are using to have a prestige and attract others. Renounce your pride, your arrogance, and stubbornness. Confess your sin of not reading the Word of God and lack of prayers. Renounce your anger, rudeness, and your lack of gentleness. Renounce the sin of bribing others using your beauty and makeup. Renounce your worldliness and your love to be famous. Renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your money on makeup and perfumes, accessories, mobiles, and other non-necessary things. Renounce your immoralities and your extramarital relationship. Renounce your non-willingness to humble down and to go along the plan and the will of God. Renounce your bad example to others and the wrong style that you are living. Renounce your non-willingness to serve God, your non-willingness to suffer for Him, and your non-willingness to preach God's word. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sins. Lord, I humble myself before you and before your word that I heard today. Lord, I commit myself to come out from all the worldliness of makeup, hair painting, and perfumes. Lord, I commit myself to the principles that I learned from this message to apply and to teach my family, my wife and my daughter and others, and help them to follow Christ. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, faith, gentleness, kindness, patience, perseverance, self-control, and long-suffering. Lord, continues to provide for me and to protect me, so I will continue to serve you in reaching new people and making new disciples for you. Lord, I fully trust you to deliver me from the following problem and the following people.
Blessed be the Lord God.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and come back to you and are willing to serve you and live according to your will. Lord, restore them back to you and to the ministry to serve you. Lord, help them in their lives and in the trials that they are passing through.
Yes,
Lord, protect and deliver them from the evil one and those who trouble them, so their faith and their trust in you to be built up. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on, to go and on and serve. Lord, help us to evangelize and to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus and to make new disciples and train new workers and to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.